This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
why it's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
You know what it is, the Friday morning good time edition of the Daily Tip on the BetMGM Network. Good morning! Almost weekend, coming up a recap of Thursday night football at Lambeau Field. The Packers making a huge statement against the Commanders. We will also look at the Sunday games that interest us in the NFL. Big games on the schedule in college football as well. We've got our show parlay. Double D's Degenerate Parlay probably has odds of 24,000 to 1 or something like that. And then we'll pick 6 in our final hour. I'm Michael Jenkins. She is Chelsea Messenger. Chelsea, good morning.
Yeah, good morning. I will say this. Usually when I stay up late for Thursday night football, it doesn't hit as bad if you win your bets and you like the outcome of the game. But listen, waking up after you're like, oh man, I didn't win any of my bets either, and I was rooting for the Commanders, it doesn't feel quite as great. I will say we have like all kinds of football bets that we will be making today to right the ship. But Jenks, how are you feeling about the Commanders? Vibe check.
Look at me right now. This is how I feel.
Oh, he needs a hug.
I wanted to go into the weekend with a win.
We need coffee. Can somebody send us coffee? Like, please.
I need those smelling salts. I need some Red Bull. If anybody's got a bump or a line around here of cocaine, I'll do anything right now. You name it. I need something. I don't know. It was tough. You know me, I normally go to bed early, but last night I was working, then I came home, and I'm like, I am watching this game, start to finish. And then I was like, okay, start to maybe a few minutes left in the game. This thing is done. This is a demoralizing game in a lot of ways, so we'll talk about it. But I don't feel great this morning. I would have felt better about, hey, you know how it is. Look, the Packers are a great team. You play well. It's on the road. You put on a good performance. But when you just kind of stink up the joint and things don't go well, it's tough.
Yeah, it's hard when you feel like they didn't play their best. Like, this is what I always tell my daughter, my 5-year-old daughter. I say, as long as you try and play your best, I will be proud of you. It doesn't matter what the outcome is, but as long as you did your best, you should be proud. Do you feel like the Commanders did their best?
I feel like they did their best. It just wasn't the best result. You know, it was a tough one. And I was bummed too because I had a good run in baseball yesterday. I'm like, all right, let's finish strong. Let's go. And then I was like, let's go to bed. Let's just go to bed and get some sleep. But
go,
you know what?
Go home.
Oh, no.
We chose to go home.
Yeah, I went. I was like, you know what? I'm not even going to go home. I'm just going to sleep here. I'm going to go straight to bed. But it's the weekend. And we're going away this weekend for just a little bit, so I'm looking forward to that. It's a Friday. Everything's going to be fine. We always have a good time on Friday.
Yeah. All right, let's get the best out of the way. I do want to hear about yours because, man, did you clean up in baseball. Had Debo Samuel over his receiving prop of 49.5 yards. He finished with 44. If I would have done catches, he got that one. Also had him over 4.5 rush yards. This felt like a trap. 4.5 rush yards. We need one run from Deebo Samuel. He had 17 or 19, I think, in the first game for a touchdown. We did not get any sampling of Deebo Samuel on the ground. So 0-2 for me.
Well, you've been still red hot over the past couple weeks. So you knew at some point you can't win every single game. Mm-hmm. So no big deal. I went 5-0 on my baseball bets. I mean, it was awesome early on. Pirates, Orioles, first 5-under-5. That game was tied at 2. Winner. Marlins, money line. They win 5-0. Blue Jays, money line. They win 6-0. Phillies, money line. They win 6-4. Padres, run line. They win 2-0. So 5-0. I'm feeling fine. And then I had the Commanders plus 3.5. Packers win that game, as we know, 27-18. Also had Austin Eckler over 2.5 receptions. He had 2 in the first half, none in the second half, then got injured. Out for the season now. Fine.
God. Great.
Yeah.
It's awesome. Fine.
That's great.
We're all fine.
We're all fine. We're all fine. But 5-2 nights, so I'll take it. Donkster also had the Phillies on the money line. So for the week, Chelsea, you're 4-2. I'm 10-6. The Donkster is 2-2. We're still feeling good on this Friday. And thanks for being with us on a Friday morning good time edition. What did we see last night in Green Bay? Well, we saw the Packers just absolutely dominate, winning this game 27-18. Green Bay laying 3.5, Green Bay minus 190 on the money line, and the under hits with the total set at 48. This game, all Packers starting in the first quarter.
Off the fake, pass caught, touchdown, Green Bay, Romeo Doubs.
Now, Michael's with the call on Amazon Prime. Jordan Love goes 19 of 31, 292 yards, 2 touchdowns, and had another one coming in the fourth quarter.
From the 8 to the outside, wide open touchdown, Tucker Kraft.
Man, I'm telling you, Tucker Kraft was all over the field in this game. 6 receptions, 124 yards for the pack, and that score. The Green Bay defense just would not allow Jaden Daniels to do anything. He goes 24-42, 200 yards, 2 touchdowns, no picks. But one of those scores came in garbage time, and the Packers, they look like a damn good football team. 2-0 for the first time since 2020. This was a game where even when it felt like it might get close, you know, in the fourth quarter, the Commanders score a touchdown, it just wasn't close.
Yeah, so I think 2 takeaways for me is that Green Bay certainly looks for real with back-to-back wins against divisional playoff teams. When you beat the Lions and you beat the Commanders, those were 2 of the top contenders in the NFC. I understand it's not the Eagles, but still, these are good wins to stack to start the season. Then you look at the Commanders, and Jenks, I keep coming back to this. Were we fooled on the defense? Because the defense did not look like the defense that we saw against the Giants. Maybe it's a matter of the Giants being like noticeably worse, but my goodness, every time I looked up, it was like a 15-yard gain for the Packers.
It was definitely the secondary. Like, the, you know, the front four for Washington had a decent game, even though I don't think anyone on the defense played particularly well, but especially in the secondary, like, guys were just, I mean, no one around. I mean, it didn't matter if it was Romeo Doubs, Tucker Kraft. Every time I look up, I'm like, oh, is that Tucker Kraft again? Oh, look, there's Tucker Kraft again. I mean, no one in the vicinity. So I don't know if it was blown coverage. I think the Commanders ran a lot of man last night, and the Packers just absolutely took advantage of that. And there were times when Jordan Love would release the football, and you could just tell. You're like, there's nobody downfield, or there's a wide swath of green just sitting there waiting for someone to grab that pass and take it downfield. And those explosive plays killed Washington last night. So, you know, the secondary is revamped, and it is better. But they had one of their worst games last night that I've seen in a while. And the defense as a whole just did not play well. So, you're not wrong. That was one of the narratives, at least we thought we would see in this game, which is a much improved Commanders defense. And we did not see that at all. Jordan Love was on his game.
Yeah, Jordan Love certainly deserves credit, but for the Commanders, it's like this is the type of team and the caliber of offense that your defense needs to do well against. Because, like, for the Commanders, the goal is no longer, hey, we need to win some games. It's like, hey, we're a contender. So, mm-hmm. I mean, now they have the outline. They see what they need to improve on. And I will say, you know, it's September 12th, so they've got plenty of time to work on things. But I think the game, in a nutshell, like visually speaking, there was a mm-hmm. play where Tucker Kraft was about to be tackled by somebody from the Commanders, and he just puts an arm up. He almost looked like Rob Gronkowski. Remember when Gronk used to have that, like, bionic sleeve that he would just, like, juke people with? Tucker Kraft did that. The defender just bounces off him, and he keeps running. I'm like, is anybody going to tackle in this game? Like, that's what it felt like.
Yeah, absolutely. Tucker Kraft led the National Football League amongst tight ends in yards after the catch, and we saw example mm-hmm. after example of that last night. If he wasn't sitting there wide open, then he would turn it upfield, and you're like, oh, they got him. And you're like, oh, no, they don't. He stepped right out of, no, they don't. He stepped right out of that tackle. He was a nightmare. Every time I'd hear Al Michaels say, looking for Kraft, I was like, it's going to Kraft. He's going to catch that pass. Mm. So this
episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly outside of Cleveland, think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know why it's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
This was a pretty damning performance from the defense. I'm like, Michael, you're on radio. Step it up. Be energetic. But I'll tell you something. The Packers pass rush.
What will you tell me?
I got nothing. I mean, they demoralized. This was a demoralizing game for the Commanders. I think that's the thing that I keep coming away with. I mean, watching Micah Parsons on Josh Connerly Jr., God bless that kid. He'll get there because he has the talent, but he's a rookie, and they were showing one play. I mean, if it wasn't Micah Parsons, it was Rashawn Gary lining up against him. And that one play where Micah Parsons is coming off the edge and blows past Connerly so quickly, Connerly's like, yeah, come here. I'm going to hold on while you drag me to the quarterback. They were all over Jaden Daniels last night. He was blitzed 12 times. He was sacked 4 times. He had nowhere to run. Even when he took off under pressure, only 17 yards rushing. This was one of his worst games as a pro, and we absolutely saw the Micah Parsons effect. This is already a very, very quick, a very, very aggressive Packers defense, and then you add him to the mix, and you can see, oh, yeah, now you're looking at a Super Bowl contender.
Oh, absolutely. It's a tough matchup for anybody. If you're a rookie going against like a generational talent in Micah Parsons, that's not an easy matchup. But I will say, like, to put it in a positive perspective, personally speaking, at least for us, our power rankings looked pretty accurate, the fact that the Packers were in there, right? So does this move the Packers ahead of any of the other teams? I'm trying to think of our list, but like, where would you rank them in the NFC? Are they right behind the Eagles? Is there somebody else? Do you put them in the stratosphere of the Bills and the Ravens?
It's tough because when you look at the Bills and Ravens, you can... I mean, it was an incredible opener that we saw between those two teams in Buffalo. But also, you have the past few seasons. Like what we saw in week one, this shootout, is that looked like a playoff game. It felt like a playoff game, right? And it's like, oh, we can see these two teams again at the end of the season. We know how good they are. So with the Packers... you know, we haven't seen that previously, or we saw, okay, very good team, not championship level, but as much as you can take away from two games, this looks like a championship-level team where it's another year for Jordan Love. And Jordan Love is interesting compared to a lot of quarterbacks because he sat out his entire rookie season. You rarely see that in the NFL. So he was brought along slowly, which they tend to do in Green Bay. Now he looks great. Now he has more weapons. The defense has come along. And now they have Micah Parsons. And now, as much as you can have a complete football team that looks championship-ready this early, they look like it. A lot can change, but based on what we've seen, yeah, I would put them up there.
Well, I think especially because of their defense. You know, their defense has been what looks different from like the Ravens and the Bills. And obviously, it's a one-game sample size. And when you're trying to defend Lamar Jackson and Josh Allen, obviously that's no easy task, but maybe it's something to watch for over the weekend. You know, like what do those defenses look like against, you know, somebody who's not Superman? But I will say, you know, that's who you're going to be facing in the postseason. And luckily for the Packers is that you will only play those teams if they make it to the Super Bowl. So, like, you only have to play one of them at least because, you know, they're going to knock each other out. But the Packers look damn good. I feel like they look like the best team in that division, at least to me. Do you think the Vikings should be up there with them? Because I know people are sold on J.J. McCarthy. And I know he's welcoming a new child, I think. And people are like, oh, add in dad strength. He's really going to be Tom Brady now. And you're like, all right, all right. But the Packers look like a very complete team. Vikings have a good defense, too. But I would put Jordan Love, like, in the circle of trust above J.J. McCarthy.
Oh, I absolutely would. Absolutely. No question about it. Vikings are going to be good. But let's not act like after one quarter of play that all of a sudden we just elevate the Vikings. It's a good win against the Bears. Also against the Bears. I just wonder, on the flip side, how the Commanders come out of this mentally. Because when you watch Dietrich Wise go down early in this game with that leg injury, carted off the field, and you saw the team gathering on the field, right? Like every single guy wanted to go up and, you know, dap up Dietrich Wise, pat him on the shoulder pads, wish him well. That'll bring you down. And then late in the game, you see Austin Eckler, and he's got an Achilles injury, so he's gone for the year. Noah Brown left with a groin injury. John Bates left with a groin injury. So these are all very significant injuries to season ending for the Commanders in a bad loss. They're going to have to show a lot of mental fortitude to move forward from this loss.
I think it's going to be a real test of Dan Quinn because it's very easy for people to point at him and be like, oh, he's a great head coach. Yeah, when they're winning, you know, but how is it going to be, you know, when the adversity starts to come and all the expectations are here this year? Last year, you were playing with house money.
Yeah, it's got to be a test. It's life in the NFL. Never, ever easy, but a lot of things to work on here in D.C. Coming up next year on the show, it's our first look at Sunday's NFL action in the league. Which games might just be worth our money? It is a Friday morning good time edition. That is Chelsea Messenger. I'm Michael Jenkins, and this is the Bad MGM Network.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.